On paper, India's capital, New Delhi, sits within the larger city of Delhi. On the ground, though, it's hard to tell where the boundaries are. And it's really hard this week, with the whole region around the city blanketed by a thick layer of smog. Toxic levels of pollution have been a serious problem there for years, but this week has been so bad that the government declared a health emergency. Schools are closed. Air masks are flying off the shelves. Some people are even leaving the area until things clear up. Nimisha Jaswal is a reporter based in Delhi. She says this is an especially bad time of year for pollution there.
So, Marco, we have Diwali every year where crackers are set off annually, which happened on the 31st.
Like firecrackers, fireworks.
Exactly, fireworks. And in addition to this, every year for 2 or 3 weeks, crop burning happens in the states around Delhi.
Yeah, I mean, firecrackers and farming traditional methods like burning, I mean, that sounds like it would add a marginal problem to a baseline problem that has to be pretty big. I mean, how bad is the problem at its base?
The problem is actually very bad at its base. Delhi has been called the most polluted city in the world several times. Why we are hearing so much this week is because residents of Delhi can see how bad it is. You know, I've been here for years and I have never seen it as bad as it was on Saturday. It was absolutely smoky and you could feel it. I mean, we're somewhat used to the pollution in Delhi, but on Saturday, people were coughing, there was irritation in the eyes, and people, I mean, we see a lot of tourists wearing masks, but there were Indians also lining up at the mask stores and looking very, very worried.
How did it affect you, Nimisha? I mean, what did the pollution taste like?
It actually smells and tastes like a cracker has just gone off on the days after Diwali, even if it happened 1 or 2 nights ago.
So a real kind of gunpowder taste.
Right, exactly. It's like gunpowder. And on the subsequent days, it always tastes like your face is in the exhaust fumes of a car, like you're standing in the middle of traffic, even if you are in a walking marketplace.
In China, their massive economic growth led in large part to their big pollution problem. India is still growing. Is the government there doing what it can to resolve this basic pollution problem in cities like Delhi?
Well, the problem is that the government only tends to take short-term measures, and there's a lot of passing along of blame. The religious Hindus are not willing to accept blame for crackers contributing to the problem because they say that it infringes on their religious freedoms. The crop burning is also not willing to take the blame, and the Delhi government is passing the blame onto the crop burners, saying that it isn't Delhi's fault. And short-term measures include things like construction being stopped for a couple of weeks. There's road rationing, which was tried. But none of this actually fixes or provides permanent solutions to Delhi's pollution.
Is there anybody who's got some proposal for fixing this?
Well, the only somewhat long-term solutions which we have seen is that diesel vehicles have been deregistered over the last year, which are above a certain age. Diesel vehicles emit much more toxic smoke than petrol vehicles.
So things like trucks.
Right, but also cars. A lot of private use vehicles are diesel in India because diesel is cheaper, but they're trying to impose green taxes on buying those vehicles now.
In the meantime, with the bad pollution, how are families, I mean, especially families with children, coping?
I think the main coping mechanism has been schools being shut. Those who can afford it are reaching for masks, but those who can't really don't have an option. Air filters are so expensive. And as you know, there's plenty of poverty all around India as well as in Delhi. People are just going about their day and trying their best to keep covered with whatever they can cover their faces with.
Reporter Nimisha Jaswal in Delhi, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.